At one point in the month of May, about 24 Milwaukee public and private schools were closed due to the H1N1 outbreak. Mayor Tom Barrett told the news media that it wasn't his idea to shut down so many schools.
We are following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control.
The Milwaukee schools soon reopened, and throughout the summer and early fall, no major virus outbreaks have been reported. But that doesn't mean the virus has vanished from people's minds. Here at the Elm Creative Arts School, 570 children share hallways and classrooms. A parent who gave her name as Jamisa has two kids enrolled at the school. She says she worries about them becoming ill.
You know, what if my child gets it? What would I do about going about curing it if they do get it? And, you know, are they taking the necessary precautions here to prevent it?
According to Milwaukee Public Schools Health Services Coordinator Kathleen Murphy, one flu prevention method is just a pump bottle and a hand rub away. Murphy vigorously rubs alcohol-based sanitizing gel in her hands. There's a bottle in every classroom, and students are being urged to make frequent use of it, or to use soap and water to wash up, also to cover their mouths with a tissue when they cough, or to cough into the bend of their elbow. Murphy says parents are also being urged to keep their kids home when the students have flu-like symptoms. Murphy says unlike last spring, schools are not likely to close.
This year's school closure is not on the agenda as the primary means of transmission reduction. Last year it was. Now, that's if disease levels stay comparable to what they were last spring. If things change dramatically, that could be a tool in the toolbox. But going forward, it's not the first thing that will happen.
And why not?
They really determined after looking at things that it just wasn't that effective in reducing transmission.
Murphy hopes the Milwaukee district can maintain a better handle on the possible need to change strategies by keeping track of students or staff members who report flu-like symptoms. Elm Creative Arts Principal Ruth Magley says teachers have two reasons to stay on top of any health issues.
Staff are asked to keep their eye out. They too are watching for themselves because then they could take it home for their families. So if they're seeing anything, they're stressing with the parents that, you know, be sure they're washing hands at home and all of that type of situations.
Schools are not the only Milwaukee workplaces paying attention to the H1N1 threat.
So I'm going to run through a number of slides. We have time for questions and answers afterwards. And hopefully you'll find this useful in your planning. This will be published.
Earlier this month, City of Milwaukee health officials held an H1N1 summit for local businesses. One person who attended was Greg Colliard, who works for Wells Fargo Fund Management Group. He says his workplace has a plan for a major H1N1 outbreak.
Either shift the workload to other locations that we have, or to simply focus on the most critical tasks and then make up the work at a later time.
Colliard says another option is to have more people work at home, something that more professionals do these days anyway, even when there's not a threat from the H1N1 virus. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.